News in Brief at Press TV, the U.S. is dispatching hundreds of troops to the southern Afghan province of Helmand, allegedly to help the Afghan army against Taliban militants. Washington insists that the soldiers will not engage in active combat. Kabul has confirmed that the forces will be training and advising the Afghan army. Britain plans to send 5 extra ships to the Baltic and additional troops to join a NATO buildup against Russia. This will be Britain's first contribution to a permanent NATO naval force since 2010. Defense Secretary Michael Fallon has said the new deployments show the UK is ready to defend its allies. Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and allied army units have launched fresh retaliatory attacks against Saudi Arabia. Yemeni snipers have killed a Saudi soldier inside a military base in the kingdom's Jizan region. On Tuesday, Yemenis killed several Saudi troops during clashes in a neighboring Najran region. The third consecutive year of drought in Haiti has driven people in the Caribbean nation into deeper poverty and hunger. According to the UN's World Food Program, roughly 1.5 million Haitians are grappling with the most serious food crisis. And the Iraqi prime minister has announced a cabinet reshuffle in a bid to strengthen national unity and improve the ailing economy. Haydar al-Abadi called for the inclusion of technocrats and academics in the government. Abadi, however, did not give any details about the timing of the changes.